The title of my message today is God's thoughts are higher than our imaginations, or in other words, higher than our thoughts. God's thoughts are higher than our imaginations. If you would, please turn to Isaiah 55 with me, please. I'm going to read verses 6 through 9. Is Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 6, we read, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." We as God's people know that we're living in the last days, as prophesied by God's word. Of all the things that we see around us, we're getting closer and closer to that time. But that time of Christ's return is getting closer and closer as well. Verse 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And that's why we should be remembering each day while we're examining ourselves to ask God to help us find the areas in our life that we have drifted or we have slacked in, to stay out of those turbulent waters that is circulating in this world, and for us to repent and turn back to God. In verse 8 of Isaiah 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts," God is saying to us, "nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." But we're to be striving, as our example of Jesus Christ, we're to be striving as Him as our example. Jesus Christ as our example has been written for our admonition in God's Word. And what greater example do we have to follow? There's nothing in this world that we be following to set a great example. Only Christ is our great and loving brother and high priest, soon coming King. Verse 9 of Isaiah 55, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The Random House Webster Dictionary has a definition for the word imagination. It's the action or faculty of forming images or concepts of what is not actually present to the senses. How vivid is your imagination? Or do you feel, "Well, I don't have much of an imagination"? I can remember as a child growing up, I had quite a vivid imagination. Of course, some of it was the part that would actually get you hurt. You know, trying to imitate Superman leaping off a structure, imitating Tarzan swinging off a vine. Now, there are some imaginations you just don't want to pursue. They hurt. The results are painful. But while looking up this particular topic about imaginations in God's Word, first of all, looking at synonyms for the word imagination, there's mental vision, there's an idea, there's a creation of the brain, a talent and ability, there's a concept, there's a dream, it's fictitious, it's mythic or mythological, and fairy-like. And when I saw the word fairy-like, of course, I thought about Walt Disney World over in Orlando, especially when it was first brought about in 1971. That was a very popular spot to go visit. But back then it was the book coupons and freshly built, not like it is today, where woke society has moved throughout. The crowds are larger, a lot more expensive, but it had that fairyland type of atmosphere. But in Scripture, in God's Word, the phrase thoughts of man, where God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, the thoughts of man tend to relate to an evil outcome. I want to cover a few verses here that show individual words, although in the definition it uses the word imagination, but in the Scripture is a different word, such as in Genesis 6, verse 5. This is before the flood. Genesis 6, verse 5. We read, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." So here the word intent could be described as an imagination. Their imagination was, their intent was to do evil continually. And we know the story behind that, where God brought the flood, but saved Noah and his family. But we also see in Luke 17, verses 26 and 27, where it makes reference back to the time of Noah. Remembering that it talks about the intent of the thoughts of man's heart back then. In Luke 17, verses 26 and 27, Christ speaking, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man." We're in those days today, those last days that are around us. Verse 27, "They did eat back then in Noah's time. They drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." What floods do we see around us today? From the woke society, from the war mongering that's going on, of how everything is just changing all around us and not changing for the better. In Genesis 8, verse 21. Genesis 8, verse 21. We read, "And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma." This is after the flood and the waters had receded. This is Noah giving an offering to God. "And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. And the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth." And looking out there, those that used to be youthful, and those that are youthful, as you're sitting there looking at me, does this apply to us today? You may be thinking, no, it doesn't apply to me. No. Well, yes, it does. We're human. It happens. But we know that God instructs us to not let it stay there in our heart. The imagination of man's heart is evil from its youth. And God says, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Man's going to come to pretty close destroying everything, but God's going to put a stop to it for the elect's sake. Those times are here. Those times are near. Just as it was back then in the time of Noah. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 21, the time of Moses in Israel, the people that God chose. Deuteronomy 31, verse 21. Then it shall be when many evils and troubles have come upon them. And as I read this, I'm thinking of our world today, the many troubles and evils that are coming upon and around us. You read, we're saying that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior. And here the inclination word is for imagination. Of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them. How are the nations acting today? How is this nation, this country, acting today? That's working against us. Working against God and His very word. A few more scriptures here. Proverbs 6. We'll read verses 16 through 19. Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. In Mr. Shavey's recent worldview, biblical worldview that came out, he was speaking about abominations, especially that occurred, the events that occurred during the Olympic presentation. I don't know if you've seen that one yet. If you haven't, you know, please do. But he was talking about certain things that they presented during the Olympics that was an abomination, an affront to God. So again, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans. And this word devises is another form of imagination that mankind is devising here in wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among brethren. We don't want to be sowing discord among brethren for any of these items here, because they're all an abomination to God. Psalms 2, verse 1. I'm covering several words that still apply to the word imagination. But as we see here, as we're going through it, they all apply to evil intent, evilness, not godly ways. Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? I'll give you one more. Psalm 140, verse 2. Psalm 140, verse 2. Who plans evil things in their hearts? They continually gather together for war. And again, we hear those drumbeats today. Russia, China, Iran. It's really boiling up in Iran, Israel, all around Israel. News after news, events after events. So as we saw in these scriptures that we covered here, we saw words such as intent, imagination, inclination, devises, plot, plan. In every case that I read, it directed to evil things in the hearts of man. These words by themselves are not bad. But it's the intent and the thoughts of the heart is where we're talking about the affront to our God, an affront to us, an affront to Jesus Christ. We who are the called out ones of God, from God, we need to be drawing closer to our Father and our elder brother each and every day and asking God to grant us safety and peace and His love, and repent if we are applying things directed to evil that are in our hearts or our words or our thoughts. For the rest of this message, I'm going to be using an article or a Beyond Today magazine article that Mr. Shaby put out. You can go back and read it on your own. It was back in August of 2023, a year ago. The title of that article is Imagine Such a World. And the reason I'm talking on this topic today is because of all the things that we've seen and we are seeing continually around us in this world that we know that we're getting close and closer every day. And we have to draw on that strength of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Father, and to use our imagination, to use our life, to use our words, our feelings, our heart, to give Him glory every day, to draw closer to each and every one of us here in this room and around the world. As we've heard about the unrest in Bangladesh and other countries, I'll be going through some figures later of some of the events in total that's around this world that you may not even be aware of. I know I wasn't. Some of the numbers I looked up were rather shocking, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I'm going to use this article as to progress through this message. So a lot of it would be quotes from that article from Mr. Shaby. So would everyone here today and that are listening online, the WebEx, agree we live in a world that has changed in many ways over the last few years? Not just the last few years, through our lifetime. How limited that may be if you're young child, you're a teenager, you're a young adult, middle-aged, senior citizens, whomever. Can you see where the changes are, especially in your life? Society, the norms of society that have existed, just think about in this country, in the United States, what you would consider or had considered normal and common sense, how they have been abandoned or are being changed. How much will it continue? We know it's just going to progressively get worse. Satan is really stirring it up. He's applying that accelerator. But God is allowing, this is God's timeline. Satan is not in charge. God is always in charge. But this is Satan's world. And we know that we need to prepare. We need to be ready continually. Because there are alliances forming around this world. Not necessarily on the other side of the world, but even in our own hemisphere. Alliances that are not friendly to our nation and want to bring it down. And even within our own borders of our country. We're starting to see what's harkening back to the day, the dark days in history. And the times of what some people may not know the term Cold War, back when the U.S. and Russia were butting heads, the Cold War. It was a lot more than Russia, a lot more. You know, freedoms that have marked our modern democracies are being challenged. And actually, some of the freedoms are being taken away, restricted. There are people that want to be the ones telling you what you can do, when you can do it, how you can do it. We see this in God's Word. And even in this nation we live in, we're seeing it more and more. I found it shocking, not really shocking, but I had not heard it, but on Mr. Shavey's worldview that just came out, it showed the Vice President, Ms. Harris, talking about we need to be more woke. I didn't know she had talked about that, but it didn't surprise me either. The world is accepting a lot of that ungodly talk. God is nowhere in these conversations at all, but it should be in the forefront of our mind at all times. And we know that one day ahead of all of us, the confusion will be taken away, and all the world will come to become at peace in perfect harmony. That is a very satisfying thought. Imagine that. It's real to God, and it's real to us. It will be here, and we will be a part of it. Because we know this is God's plan of salvation for mankind with the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to the earth. God will show and teach everyone God's truth about these matters. His words, His laws, these books will be opened and taught. Christ and His saints, we will be there to teach, to lead, to serve mankind. We'll be in one mind, one body, one spirit, dedicated to serving and bringing glory to God in that service. Because people's lives are going to be entrusted to us. And we're there to improve, to show them how to improve their lives, how to live prosperously, and how to bring glory to their Father, God the Father, and their elder brother, Jesus Christ. This is real. It's real. As real as it's going to be. And Satan and his demons will be removed and bound 1,000 years, and the world will be changed for the better. He's not bound yet, but it's coming. So just imagine a world where there is unity and universal happiness and joy. With all motivated by love, as we heard about in the sermonette, the agape love of God for each other. Imagine a world where there will be no more war anywhere on the earth. No more wars. Where the climate is perfectly under control. And that's a big one for us living here in Florida. We're in hurricane season. No more damaging or deadly hurricanes or tornadoes or forest fires. And no talk of rising sea levels or rising temperatures that might threaten the existence of mankind. I don't know about you, but at my age now, I'm starting to really feel that heat out there and that heat index. You know, thank God for the one who came up with air conditioning. And God created the elements that air conditioning could be created or invented by man. So some of the numbers that I was looking up for this particular topic here on no more wars or weather events. In 2024, it's estimated there's a little over 12,000 warheads, nuclear warheads, in 9 countries. That's a lot. There used to be more, but it's down to a little over 12,000. But talking about wars and conflicts, did you know that there's currently 32 live conflicts around the world right now? 32. I've only listened to Russia event, China with Taiwan, then Iran, and the others that are dealing with Israel. That's all I've really heard about. There's 32. There's Africa and there's other nations. Southeast Asia, a few. Storms, weather events. They're projecting 17 to 25 named storms for us this year in hurricane season. Of those, only 8 to 13 hurricanes. We're hoping they just stay away from people. You saw what the event was with just a rain event that we had with Debbie that went by. The amount of rain, 5 inches, 10 inches, 15, 20, 2 feet. That's just a rain event from a tropical system and a brief Category 1 hurricane. They're projecting 4 to 7 major hurricanes, that's Cat 3 to 5 this year. A lot to pray about for protection, for guidance and direction. And tornadoes, I just couldn't fathom, because we had a few swirly tornadoes during Debbie that went by, but they were very quick, up and down, no damage to really speak of. But tornadoes, as of May 23rd of this year, there's been 709 tornadoes in this nation. 709. Amazing. But imagine a world where dreaded diseases are gone and where the threat of global pandemics no longer exist. People everywhere enjoying health, enjoying a full, healthy life. And what was very, in a way, sad, and I didn't really realize this, but I'm not even going to mention that because it gets me worked up. So we'll pass that statistic. It's dealing with babies, so I'm going to let that alone. But imagine a world where children will play safely in the streets without parents wondering where they were and who they might come, who might come and try to kidnap them. You know, they're laughing, playing, having a great time in a protected world. To go to school, to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and not about a woke society or homosexuality or any of the abominations. And learning God's commandments, of being a rock for their understanding. It says close to 800,000 children are kidnapped every year. That's just a rough number. Could be lower, could be higher. 800,000 children. That's going to stop in God's kingdom. Imagine a world where the people know, it's not questioned, it's not debated, the laws are not changed to accept it, but they will know there are two genders, male, female, God's word, God's truth. Everyone will know that. We know that. People would know that if they would just pick up God's word and read it. Genesis 1, verse 27, talks about he created them male and female. Genesis 5, verse 2, he created them male and female. It's there. It's all throughout God's word, male and female. These multiple genders will stop. Those abominations, those lies will stop. Imagine a world where there's no divorce, where the nuclear family is intact, the father, the mother, the children, and where mom and dad love each other, again, as in the sermonette, that love, and the mom and dad are faithful to each other and committed to staying with each other for life, and their children enjoying all the benefits and all the love of growing up in that household. The recent statistic was just back from 2021, and it was only recorded in 45 states. There was over 689,000 divorces in this country. That was in 2021. Of course, that number's low because a lot of people really aren't getting married. They're just living together or whatever. But they're still separating, even in that case. Mr. Shaby continues to cover different articles and items in our life. Another one is, imagine a world where food and water are in abundance in every nation, in every region of the world, where famines and droughts, food shortages, there won't be any food recalls that I'm aware of in God's world, because there will be a much perfect environment for food to be grown and produced. But food shortages caused by war, that will not happen because there won't be any more wars. Poor governmental decisions, there won't be any of that because God's government, the kingdom of God, will have right, perfect laws. Today, throughout Asia, Africa, South America, and elsewhere, in God's kingdom, if they're still known by the name or that geography, food will be grown. The deserts will blossom like a rose. The soils will be more productive. It'll be grown, the food will be grown and harvested in fields worked by local workers, by yourselves. You will own your own property. The fruits and vegetables will be rich in flavor, healthy. And mass-produced because just the environment itself, rain in due season. All of God's plan that he talks about in his word. In today's world, there's estimated to be 50 million people teetering on famine conditions. That's in 45 countries. 50 million. But drought, we're just talking about 50 million, but in drought, there's 2.3 billion people facing a water stress situation. 2.3 billion. See how much we should be praying for God's kingdom to come. And it will. But this is what we're dealing with in today's world that mankind is dealing with, that we could be praying about. But imagine a world where all families have their own home and land to enjoy and use. Gone would be crammed together dwelling places. There will be more green space, more lush fields. Homelessness that plagues different states and cities, nations today, will not be there. The wonders of the earth and the soil will be better appreciated by people when they see the plants, the trees, the production of food in their own area. Where you can sit under your own fig tree. You can watch your own children playing and working. The children learning what a blessing and miracle our planet is. Mankind is not taking very good care of this earth. Today's population, it was amazing when I was looking at it, the U.S. population here, then the world population here, the U.S. is just barely moving, one person. The world population was spinning. The world population is roughly 8.2 billion people today. When you think about some of the prophecies of how many people will die because of the war and the famine and pestilence, you know, one-fourth of the population is talked about dying. One-fourth of 8.2 billion. Do the math. Over 2 billion people with that initial scripture that's talked about. But the good thing is mankind will go back to the land Sabbath that God has set up in his word. Let the land rest at land Sabbath. No more pollution. I don't know about you, but I have that pet peeve where you're driving down the road and someone's just thrown a bag of trash out, or a cup, or this, or that. You know, it's a personal pet peeve that just, it will change. It's going to change. Imagine a world like that. Let your imagination expand. When you're looking at this article, if you go back to read this article that Mr. Shavey put out, it gives you areas in your life to be thinking about and praying for more. For us, for our children, for our children's children. And for that God's kingdom to come soon. Imagine a world with no crime, no violence. Just as we said, no more war. No more shootings. No more death from people that have just wanted to take someone else's life. Whether in schools or whether gathering, you know, public gathering places, businesses, wherever. God's word being taught, people will learn. No more. God's commandments. Follow them, learn them, live them. No more elaborate security systems will be needed to protect our homes, our assets, our identities. All theft will be stopped. And people will respect. A lot of people don't know what that word means in today's world, respect. But people will respect each other's property and each other. Another statistic about thefts and security. In 2024, security cost is estimated to be $90 billion. $90 billion. Just think what this money could be used for if security systems weren't needed in today's world. If mankind had actually taken care of the earth and learned to produce things without GMOs and pesticides and whatever else has placed these poisons within our food cycles and systems, which gets taken in by us. Just think, just imagine the world that's going, God is setting up in the future, but it's setting up in our minds and hearts today. And also imagine a world where leaders were dedicated to rightly serving the people. Well, guess what? The time is coming. Jesus Christ will be there. We will be there with him serving. That time is coming because we're not going to be there with your ulterior motives to be serving and be corrupt while serving. No. We're going to be bringing glory to God and teaching his future family of how to live, how to serve, and how to bring glory to God. And of course, a lot of this you can read about in Isaiah 11 about the millennium. And for a lot of the younger kids, as our children are coming up, talking about the animals, the wolves, the lambs, the bears, the lions, the cows, getting together. Talks about the snakes. I still have a little shiver when I'm talking about snakes, but yeah, snakes are also going to be there. And the children will all exist. All of these, God's creation, will exist in harmony. So again, if you get a chance, review Mr. Shavey's message. Plus with the fact we're coming up on the feast time, the fall festivals. It's a very uplifting, soothing topic to think about. Because as we continue to rehearse and gain more perspective through learning God's wonderful promises, and God cannot lie, he has promised this and it will happen, of the age to come. Let this vision, let this imagination, these thoughts, continue to occupy our thoughts and our heart. to think about the things that to you individually would make a better for a better world where people everywhere are happy, especially us today, and growing in love, respect, and genuine care for each other. And when you're thinking about that, be sure to apply it and practice it in your daily life. Keep imagining, as Mr. Shabe ends his article, keep imagining the world that is coming at Christ's return where the needs of everyone are met. The needs of everyone are a reality. They will be met. And people learn to work hard and build into their lives the practices that result in true happiness. True happiness, true contentment, and the right sense of purpose. A world where there is certainty in a way, the truth and the life that Christ has explained to us in his word. So beyond the confusion, the abominations, the chaos, the war, the strife, the unhappiness, the misery, and hopelessness that we see today, the world that we have been imagining in this sermon message will emerge. It is there, but we have to be there. We have to be there to be accounted worthy to escape, but to be there, work hard to run that race to the finish and be a part of it. So keep praying for the word to be preached to all nations and for especially Mr. Shabe with his biblical worldview. But again, also to remember to be praying for the Council of Elders meeting next week that's being held up north. Because the upcoming fall holy days expressly cover this timeline in God's plan of salvation. So we whom God has called in these last days need to strive more fervently to run our race, to be strong and of a good courage each day. Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath.